Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. And we thank God for His goodness upon our lives. Let me encourage you from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen. What a powerful scripture. What a powerful word of encouragement. Wherever you go, the Lord God will be with you. So be encouraged, my dear brothers and sisters. You know, it is a common tendency for people to look ahead. They wonder what will happen next. That's why the pseudoscience of astrology is booming today as never before. Because we are apprehensive of the future, wondering when some health problem or perhaps a financial difficulty will surprise us. We long for a reassuring word of comfort. There's a beautiful hymn written day by day by Lena Sandelberg, and I just want to narrate her story to you. The Day by Day was written by this young Swedish woman who learned early in life the all-important lesson of living each day with the conscious presence and strength of her Lord. Lena Sandelberg has often been called the Fanny Crosby of Sweden for her many contributions to gospel hymnody. From her pen flowed approximately 650 hymns that strongly influenced the waves of revival that swept the Scandinavian countries during the latter half of the 19th century. At the age of 26, Lena had an experience that greatly influenced her life. She was accompanying her father aboard ship to the city of Gothenburg, Sweden, across Lake Vättern. The ship gave a sudden lurch and Lena's father, a devout Lutheran minister, fell overboard and drowned before the eyes of his devoted daughter. Although Lena had written many hymn texts prior to this tragic experience, now more than ever, poetic thoughts that expressed a tender childlike trust in her Lord began to flow freely from her broken heart. My dear brothers and sisters, the words are amazingly beautiful, and I'll attach the link of that beautiful hymn for you to hear and listen to it. It will bless your heart. Practice the kind of deep and peaceful trust that Lena Sandelberg has expressed in this hymn. Focus only on the challenges and difficulties of today and trust the Lord for tomorrow. Keep singing, praising, and worshiping the Lord. Remember that wherever you go, your Lord God Almighty will be with you. Hallelujah. His presence is guaranteed. It is spoken by Him. It is written in the Holy Scriptures. Our job is to believe His word, receive His word in our spirit, and live by that Rhema word of God, the spoken word of God in our spirits, so that we live an encouraged life for the day. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so, so grateful to you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, because you are an awesome God, good God, great God, mighty God, O Father. Lord, your word very clearly asks the question, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Abba Father, we are so grateful to you for your presence. Wherever we are, when we drive our vehicles, when we are in a company transport, or we are in aeroplanes, or wherever we are, or we are walking by the street, or we are catching a metro. Lord, wherever we are, you are always there with us. When we are in our offices, in our homes, wherever, in our colleges, in our universities, in our schools, you're always there with us. And we thank you for your divine presence that is there for us all the time. Abba Father, I pray that give us that faith, like this woman, Lena Sandelberg, who could sing praise through the turmoil, through the tragic pain, through the Lord, the loss of her beloved father. She could still write a hymn of praise unto you. I ask of you, Father God, these are some stalwarts of faith that you have kept in the past. that through their faith we will muster courage to live in this day, to live for today, to live to know that our God is sovereign, our God is awesome, our God will never leave us, neither will He ever forsake us. Today, O Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out to their jobs, their businesses, running the errands for the day. I speak your blessing upon them. I pray that, Lord, you will bless the work of their hands, bless them in their going out and their coming in. You will lift them up, for they are your children. And you will, O Father, cause their faces to radiate with your glory. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I send forth your word of healing into their bodies. I command their bodies to be aligned to God's word, and let the name of Jehovah be alone exalted, be glorified, and be magnified. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed, and we thank you for it. We give you all the praise and honor. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.